Last year at this time, I spoke about Kadesh, Ruchatz, and Karpas. So now I'm up to Yachatz. I assume you probably remember what I spoke about last year. What I discussed, I'll just summarize it, if I recall correctly. In Kadesh, we discussed the Taisim Sochim, about the Testament of Days. Taisim points out a very famous distinction between Leil HaSeder and the other genre of Kiddush that we say, Kolim Os HaShana, every Friday night. What are the distinctions? So the distinctions are a number of distinctions. Distinction number one, and this is based on the famous Briskov. Briskov has a comment in the Chiddush HaGuiz, on the Rambam, Chiddush HaGuiz HaLevi, where he notes that Kol HaShana Kula, namely on Friday night, so we can be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. I actually spoke about this on Friday night. But Me'ikra Din, you can do so. The Gemara says in Brachos, Rab Tzolei Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. The Gemara in the fourth paragraph, Tzolei Shel Shachar. And ostensibly, not only did he make Kiddush, but also they had a meal, which was in the course of following upon the heels of the Kiddush, and Leil HaSeder, that's not possible. Leil HaSeder, Taisa says that all the mitzvah Laila hukshu zel azeh, and since it says by Korban Pesach, yochlo sabasa v'layla azeh, you have to wait till Seis Chachavim. Ad kid hekach, the machlokes the Taz Mor Avram, spoke about it last year. Can I go ahead and make the Kiddush, the Amira of the Kiddush before Seis, and the drinking at Seis? Or must everything be at Seis? Namely, both the Amira of the Kiddush and the actual Shliya Sakos. Beyond that, there's the din that you have to drink a Rov Revias Melo Lugma, this is the Leil Shabbos and the like. Mashen Kain, here there's a day of the Ramban that you have to drink Rov Kos. Beyond that, the question, can I be yotzei with grape juice? Grape juice in general, according to many poskim, can be yotzei, even though it involves a sugya ba'avasa, and also another one or two gemaras. But here, and then I'll say there, I heard from Hagoyim of David Feinstein Zatzal, name of his father, of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that the Rashbam writes twice in Shas, Rashbam and Avi Tzolchim, you need mashke ha-meshaker. But it has to be derech heiros. And grape juice, even... Although I had a restful chassid friend many, many years ago, he told me he got drunk on grape juice. I don't think that's possible. But whatever the case is, the Rashbam says you need mashke meshaker, a mashke that can cause someone to be intoxicated. Which you magrish derecheres. So that you held, you can use grape juice for Leil HaSeder. Many women actually drink grape juice for Leil HaSeder. Anyway, the briskos chakir, without getting into all the details I spoke about last year, is what is the nature of that kiddush? So the answer is, this kiddush is different than the Kiddush of Kol HaShana Kula. Kol HaShana Kula, you want to be Mesadeh Bracha Lakos. The Gemara says in Erev, Nachmen, HaMavar Tzor Shiita. You have to be torn from the Kol HaShana Bracha. You have to drink something. Rashi says over there in Erev, Genayu the Kol HaShana Bracha if you're not towing, if you don't taste from the Kol HaShana Bracha. But it's a din that you're Mesadeh Bracha on the Kol HaShana Yayin. Mashenk, and here's a din Shia. So it could very well be that normally the Halacha Shomer Kohane is applicable, which it is, every Friday night, every Shabbos. Gemara in Sukkah, Shomer Kohaneh, by virtue of my hearing, you're making Kiddush for me, or the whoever makes the Kiddush in the person's home, so he's mostly everyone else with the din of Shomer Kohaneh. Could be, there's no halach of Shomer Kohaneh, on Leil HaSeder. Here there's halach of Shia, everyone has to drink a kos. That's what I spoke about in Kadesh, more or less. And then regarding the second of the items in the Seder, Ruchatz. So this is a very fascinating din, that why is it that somehow Dafna Leil HaSeder, we're only machmir on Leil HaSeder to, because we're about to go ahead and dip the karpas in Mei Melach. Machlokes Rav Shneur, but we're dipping it, but we pass in Mei Melach. So now we're worried about the din of Doshe, the will of a mashke, sort of Zil Sadaim. So I machmir on this Kol HaShana Kula, the Minhag Agro. It's the machmir on it. Even with the bracha, the Gaon says, you have to make a bracha on Doshe, the will of a mashke. We don't pass like that. But in the Sivyas, in the Sagod, in Rei Shefer, why daf go in machmir on Leil HaSeder? And not Kol HaShana Kula. So the Tziv answers, because we do many things on Leil HaSeder, Zecher LeMikdash. Korech is done Zecher LeMikdash. And there are other things we do Zecher LeMikdash. And Meila, this also is done Zecher LeMikdash. And that's more or less what we spoke about in Rechatz. In Karpas, we discussed what the Gemara says, that the Rech has to be Karpas. What do you use for Karpas? My mother, La Shalom, I mentioned this last year as well. She said Karpas stands for the Chof is the reishes, and the pei, and the samach. So the samach is celery, the chaf is carrots, the reishes is radish, the pei is parsley, There are different nuschos. That's what my mother said. That's what she was makabel masera. In terms of the Gemara said that what you have to do with karpas, it's all right. I just reviewed what I did last year at this time. I discussed kaddish or v'chatz karpas. Now I'm going to get to yachatz because I didn't discuss it last year.
Excellent.
Anyway, so he remembers everything. Anyway, so the karpas, the Gemara says, has to be that which you make a barvi adam on. I also mentioned the psak of Agoin, the Pinchas Taitz, that's out of Lisbon, New Jersey. That they there for karpas used bananas because he wanted to be kovea. That the bracha is the only place in the entire world, Larry, where they use bananas for karpas. And they are still native Elizabethans. I don't know, I'm referring to the English Elizabethans. But the Elizabeth, New Jersey people, who dafka have a chaver, who lives in Elizabeth for many, many years, and he forces all his children to eat bananas for karpas. He says, that's the Kabbalah, the Masera from the Goyim, Rav Pinchas Taitz, who was the Rav of Elizabeth, chief rabbi of the city. He wanted to be kovea, that's the bracha. It's totally understood in case of a bracha. Because, as you know, the banana tree sloughs off. And therefore, it's not a, what the Gemara calls a mega rapi adoma, and something that's a perennial. But since it sloughs off, mela, it could be it's not a piadoma. Maybe it's an eighth, maybe it has a different bracha. Anyway, in order to be kovea, this halacha that you make rapi adoma, so have tights, paskin, that's the karpas, everyone has to use bananas.
Did the
rabbi
mention potatoes?
I'll get the potatoes in a second. Pei is either parsley or potatoes. Thank you. I'm happy you made that correction. Okay, so now I'm up to yachatz. I didn't discuss this last year. So now I'm discussing it this year. And this, of course, is based on Tuf Ayin Hay, which begins, we did Tuf Ayin Dal last year. Now we're doing Tuf Ayin Hay. And basically, yachatz is based, as you know, on the concept of lechem oni. The Gemara has many drushes regarding lechem oni. Either lechem she'onim ol ha'dvarim harbei, but the drasha we're interested in is ma oni darka b'prusa kam b'prusa. An oni doesn't have a complete slice or a complete dachala. He has prusos. He has pieces or morsels. So let us say that we don't eat matzah shlema, but rather porsinus ha-matzah. You're supposed to be porsinus ha-matzah. You're supposed to divide the matzah. This is a big machom so we showed him, and the issue is a famous, famous issue, and I myself wrestled with this issue. I'll explain to you in a few moments what I was wrestling with. There's a question, is the din of Lecha Mishneh operative on Leila Seder? Kol HaShem HaKula is the din of Lecha Mishneh. That's clear. On Shabbos, I'm talking about right now, get to Yom Tov in a moment, but on Shabbos, there's clearly the din of Lecha Mishneh, and now the question is, it's supposed to be Botzei HaShtei Kikros, Shleimos. The Gemara says, after the Sholem. That's the din of Lecha Mishneh. Now the question is, let's talk about first Yom Tov. Is the din of Lecha Mishneh also relevant to Yom Tov or not? Faces in Beitza, that Beis in the Beis, that's 2 days. Very famous two opinions. It's quoted two opinions basically in Medrash, whether the din of Lecha Mishneh applies in Yom Tov as well. Because the Medrash discusses, do we say that the Nes of the man, that we know that the man fell on Erev Shabbos, kaful, a double portion fell on Erev Shabbos, do we say the same thing also happened on Erev Yom Tov, that a double portion fell on Erev Yom Tov, and Mamela, there's also a din of Lecha Mishneh that applies to Yom Tov as well, or perhaps no. On Yom Tov, there's no din of Lecha Mishneh. There was no double portion that fell on Erev Yom Tov. That only happened on Erev Shabbos. If you look at the Pesukim B'chumash and B'shalach, it's clear that this only happened, as far as the Pesukim indicate, on Erev Shabbos. But on Erev Yom Tov, we don't find, at least the Chumash, this concept that it fell in a double kind of way. So it's a machlokes among Midrashim, and the Nafka Mina, of course, is there a din of Lecha Mishneh on Yom Tov? We pass the Halacha, yes. That we have Lecha Mishneh on Yom Tov, so obviously we hold like that Tzad in the Medrash that says that it fell, a double portion fell on Erev Yom Tov as well. Now the question is Leila Seder. What happens on the night of the Seder? Namely, here we have now conflicting, seemingly, the Sideratim, as it's known. On the one hand, Adin Lecha Mishneh, one second, let me just finish this point. Adin Lecha Mishneh, on the other halacha, we have to have Lecha Moni. Ma Oni Daka Beprusa, Kam Beprusa. So how do you reconcile these two conflicting desiderata? Namely, on the one hand, an oni doesn't have a full slice of bread, so to speak. He only has prusos. On the other hand, it's a din of Lecha Mishneh. So now we have machlokes of Rishonim. So Rov Rishonim, talking about the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rashbam, and the Rosh, and Balei HaTesis, Kimad Rov Rishonim assumed that Bezman Hazeh, we have both of these dinim are operative. Namely, how many masters do we have? Three. So you have three masters, you can take care of the problem of Lecha Mishneh. And at the same time, you can also break the matzah, which is what we do when we get to the two brachas that we're going to say, Hamotzi and Achidas Matzah. and we have obviously a prusa. So in effect, we have like a mishnah and a prusa. So that takes place in the context of yachas, kadesh, urchatz, karpas, yachas. Yachas means to divide. That's the lashon here. The Shulchan Aruch, you can see it very clearly. It's tough ayin hey. I don't want you to bring it for no reason. So it says the mechaber yitol yodov v'yivarch al tefilas yadayim. You have two shleimos and a prusa. You make two brachos. So again, this is what we do, and I'm not getting into all the details of this. There's a lot of detail over here as well. Taisim brachos and taisim sochim. We discuss the detail of meniach prusa b'toch hashleimo b'otzea. I don't know if we're going to get to that sugi in the case of Mavochim. I suspect not at the pace that we are going. But whatever the case is, that there is a Shitas, a Rambam. The Rambam disagrees with all the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the Rambam contends on how many matzahs do we have on Leil HaSeder. There's no Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah essentially is eliminated. There's no concept of Lechem Mishnah on Leil HaSeder. There's only Lechem Oni. That's the kiyum of the of the Gemara of Ma'oni Daka Beprusa Akam Beprusa, and therefore you don't say the brachos on Lechem Mishnah. So those who follow the Minhag Rambam, namely those who follow Minhag Agra and the Briskers, who also tend to follow Minhag Agra, only have two matzahs. My Rebbe only had two matzahs at his table, and Rov of Klal Yisrael do three matzahs. So when I started my whatever you want to call it, after I got married, my illustrious career. So I debated with myself, maybe I should follow Minhag Agra, follow the Rambam. I wanted to follow the Agra in many, many areas. So I spoke to my Rebbe, Agoyin of Nisim Albert Zatzal. He asked me, "What did your father do?" My father did not follow Minhag Agra. He followed what Klal Yisrael did. Three matzahs, he said, that answers the question. So even though I told him that his Rebbe, I had the audacity to say this 51 years ago, that his Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, followed Minhag Agra, and then he responded to me, "When you first of all get to the Madrega of my Rebbe." Okay, that took care of that problem. Anyway, the...
He was going with his father.
That's right, and Rabbi Moshe followed his father. So he was in Maseres Avos. Shema B'li Musa Avicha Ve'altid Shara Simecha. So I asked Rav Nissan Alper, "Can I follow any Minhag Agra?" So he told me the following: Imam Shlom Novi Niba V'Loyada Mashaniba. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, who knows? Eventually you might go to Eretz Yisrael. There, Minhag Agra are more, shall we say, with the spirit of what's happening over there in Eretz Yisrael. Then maybe Efshalach Shovalzet, and obviously Niba. Probably maybe Yodah Mashaniba, but I say, "Lo Yodah Mashaniba." Anyway, he was Manabi, I was going to go to Eretz Yisrael.
One of the thousand reasons.
What? That's correct. One of the thousand reasons I came to Eretz Yisrael. And yet, I still today hold three matzahs, because I didn't change. My better half also thought it was absolutely unconscionable. She's a student of Hagoyna Avigdor Miller, and he didn't understand these people who suddenly take on Minhag Agra, helter skelter, without any shita, without any mahalach, and yet what to say about the matter. My wife told me that many, many years ago. Anyway, whatever the case is, there's a din, of course, of Lechem Oni, and here we have machlokes, whether Lechem Mishnah is operative or not operative, machlokes of Rambam against basically Rov Gedolei HaRishonim. Now, the mokum of Yachas, I should mention also, regarding Lechem Oni, you understand very well, you cannot be the kind of mitzvah matzah with matzah shira. The Gemara says in the Sochem Lam Hammer base that make Paris say Machmitzin. Machogis are Rishonim. What does it mean in Machmitzin? In Machmitzin the Chlau? Or in Machmitzin the old creates Chamis Luksha? Okay, that's a separate discussion. I said a Shabbos ago to Drosh on this topic about 25 years ago. I don't think anybody was there, but anyway, I don't plan on doing that. I try to do new things every single year, and it's getting difficult now. I've covered the mat most of Avid Sochem. And even I said once, probably an error, but I decided to do it on Kavim Pesach. In Yom Kippur Pesach for an hour and a half. That was quite exciting. The only one who was awake was Magachia. Anyway, so the... so I don't think I'm going to do that again. But anyway, so the... So Matzah Ashira, what's called Mei Peros. The Machlokes of Rishonim is a famous Briskei Rav on this too. The Shita of Rambam is that Mei Peros can only be created, he says, Yayin Shemen Vash Cholov. The Rambam got that from the Gemara. There's a Gemara that Daf Amavov. That's what the Rambam got it from. The Gemara mentions only these four meperos, yayin shemet vasher cholov. But most Rishonim assume that even me tapuchim or all other kinds of meperos. The question will be the Rambam shita. Other Rishonim assume that any meperos creates matzah shira. Anytime I have any fruit juice, lav davka shemet vasher yayin cholov, which the Rambam has based on the Gemara. But there's another din of lechem oni, and this is a very important din here. The briskets, this I am makbid about. That lechem oni sheonim olov dvarav habe. That's lashon gemara twice in Tzachim. What's the lashon of olov? Zok debach. Olov means machamosoi bigloloi. But how do you understand the word olov sheonim olov? So the answer is the masa has to be in front of you when you're mekayin the mitzvah. See what's yes mitzvah. Today I said a video
uncovered.
Correct. I'll get to that in a second. Today I said a video on all the chilukim between Zechira and Sipur, another very famous Shabbos HaGodol Lashon. I said also many, many years ago, probably 50 years ago, I said this one. And so this is a very famous distinction. Abchayim is known as the one who makes the distinctions. But Rav Soloveitchik said, there's someone who came before Abchayim and discovered these chilukim. And the Rav said, he was an Odom Godol Ma'id, Echad Migdolei Ador. And Rav Soloveitchik quoted from him, as opposed to quoting from his grandfather, Abchayim Briska. All the chilukim between Zechira and Sipur. I'll just make it very quick. The chilukim number one, Zechira, we're mekayim every day. Sipur is only once a year. On Leil HaSeder. Number two, guess which of the mitzvahs that, of these two, the Rambam counted the Sefer mitzvahs, the other one did not count. The Rambam should have counted Zechira. He does not count Zechira. He mentions it, but he doesn't count Zechira. He mentions it in the Mishnah Torah. Sipur, he counts in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Isn't that amazing? One night a year that he counts, and the other one, which is every single day, he doesn't count. Number three. Okay, that's a separate issue. It needs a discussion from a Sefer HaMitzvahs perspective. Number three, Zechira Kol Dehu, even a fleeting kind of remembrance, I'm a kind of mitzvah of Zechira. Sipur, wow. Kol Amad B'Dasaper, I raise the Meshuvah, you have to elaborate and elongate and what have you, and try to the extent that you can, to discuss. Ad today with the Mechaber goes to the Sefer, Chai Odom, Lassuk, Lichas HaPesachol, Alay Lashet, Tefet HaVen Oshina, Lashon HaMechaber, I'll get to that in a few moments, hopefully. Number four, that Zechira can simply be La'atzmecha, Sipur is La'acherim, Ulaman Tesab, Bozni, Bincho, Ben Bincho, Eis HaShem, Eis HaLad, Mitzvah, the Gemara has a price, so let's say there's nobody around. So then the Gemara said, this is number five, Derech Shelo Tshuva, that Sipur has to be Derech Shelo Tshuva, through a dialogue, through a discourse, Zechira is La'atzmecha. There's nobody around. Sure, lots more. Kach loshen Gemara, loshen the Brisa, in Avi Psochin. And the other is what I mentioned a moment ago. Rambam counts Sipur, doesn't count Zechira. Whatever the case is, there's a din that Sheonim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So that means that Rashi says, Rashi Psochin. Rashi said that you say the Hagada Begomim Olav Asahala. So people briskas are very machmir. They make sure that there's a chelik of the matzah on the shulchan until the end of the seder. Till the Hallel, the Makbid, and it should be Megula till the end of Hallel. Because it says Olav, even though one could argue Olav means even if it's covered, the Ma'aseh is still Olav. The answer is no, according to the Briskets. And the Meiri is Cholek. The Meiri said the fact when he says Olav that it just simply means that it's not necessary to have it exposed, so to speak. Sometimes, for example, the Ban Chazal, they used to remove the Shulchan, bring back the Shulchan, whatever. Famous Halakos of Rishayim. Also based on the Mishnah Psochim, but the fact of the matter is that you don't necessarily have to leave the matzah exposed, open all the way to the end of the Seder. And basically what we're saying regarding matzah, there's a din number one that you have to have a prusa, number two you can't use matzah ashira, number three lechem shonolav dvarim harbe, and of course all this is embedded in what? In the din of yachas. Now let me just mention, this also is quoted by here the Shulchan Aruch. I assume this is what you all do when you make the first bracha of Amotzi Lechem and Aris, you hold all three. Then you drop the bottom one. I assume everyone does that. That's usually what it says in the Agoda. But there's another issue here which is also significant because the larger piece you're supposed to leave for Afikoman. But this is totally on the famous Achonis of Rishonim. It's also, I discussed at least in two Shabbos Agoda Droshes. Afikoman, what exactly is the nature of Afikoman? Is Afikoman the Hemshech or the Mitzvah of Matzah? That's how Bali Tesis is right. Mashen came, the Rosh, and others learn and know that Afikoman is a separate Mitzvah. Seichel Kavim Pesach. There are many, many nafkaminos la'alochim between these two positions. But anyway, Rav Chaim said that even if it's a Seichel Kavim Pesach, but it has to be done with a Kavim Pesach. This is something I'm very makbid about. Namely, Kavim Pesach is the din korban. What's aloch of the korban? That you have to be careful, it shouldn't become tummy. Number two, you have to be careful, it shouldn't be any hesach hadas. The sugya is at the end of Psochim, the last Mishnah. Masach Tzachim, Mishnah Yeni Hesach Adas, and therefore, Tzafun. What does the word Tzafun mean? How do you translate Tzafun? Tzafun means to be hidden. So what do? I take the matzah, the afikoman, and there's no Hesach Adas because it is hidden on me. And it's hidden, kli b'tok kli b'tok kli b'oy kli. And my grandchildren spend the entire Seder trying to steal it. And my wife always tells me, let them steal it, for goodness sakes. What is the nature of your ailment? What am I going to tell her? I didn't coach you. That apparently Rabbi Avigdor Miller didn't teach her that aloha. So anyway, so she wants me to let them steal it, and I've been pretty good for the last 51 years not permitting them to steal anything.
Not to steal decoy.
What?
Not to steal a decoy.
1 second, sir. This is what I've done already the last 20 years. I have a decoy. I work for Shabbat in my spare time. And that's what I do. They steal the decoy and they think they got it. Because they don't have a bichlal. It's very difficult to get away from all of them because their eyes are on me the entire Seder. You know, now they're not too happy with my Zdorim lately because that's all I do is say Dibre Torah. And they're not exactly, shall we say, thrilled or enthralled. Even I think they're pretty good Dibre Torah. If you had used 90, but they don't seem necessarily to enjoy it. So maybe Rabbi Brat, I'll ask you for your opinion. So now I have a few children who are not, so I agree that if I want them to come to the Seder, I'm going to let them speak, which is basically what I do now the last 10, 15 years of my life. They do all the talking, and I have a few sons-in-law who are quite capable, and that is their children are quite capable. I have married grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Anyway, whatever the case is, so they say Divrei Torah. I mean, we have a whole almost the Torah Nut. They're saying Divrei Torah, and then I say Haaretz on all the Divrei Torah, but it's very enjoyable, and at least they get into it, which is really what it's supposed to be. As opposed to being a, I guess what you might call a monochromatic kind of affair. Anyway, okay, to make a long story, they don't understand neither my English nor my Hebrew. So I agreed to, I said that you have a español muy poco. I'm going to speak a little bit of Spanish, but that also is not helpful. Okay, I'm back over here. This Aloha, then go now to Magid.
What Yantiv was celebrated in Midbar?
You're asking a good question. Very good question. And the cloud that they have man in the Midbar? The Chumrah, the answer is yes.
They had man in the Midbar. Right. But there was no Yantiv.
So,
they were not Shuas?
Yeah, so now the question is, what about the Shuas, as mentioned already, and Pesach, also mentioned in Chumash. And now the question is regarding Shabbos and the like. If you assume, like the Ramban, that the Makayim calls are cool, the Kodesh Shadita, the Ramban says by the Avos, so Asugya Gemara Kedushin and Gemara Yuma, the Lashon the Mishnah Kedushin, she also calls are cool, the Kodesh Shadita. The Ramban says based on Ruach Hakodesh. Ramban told us, and the pasuk of Ishma Mishmarti Mitzvosai Fulkosai Bisarosai. So the Ramban there said that the Makayim calls are cool, the Kodesh Shadita.
Karban Pesach was only one time.
Yes, Karban Pesach was clearly one time. And
Echonami. So I
will get to that maybe. I said this over from the Beis Halevi. Okay, I hear. I said over from the Beis Halevi countless times. The Sod, which I was going to mention again tonight, but I don't know, maybe there's no clock tonight, so I can just go on my way. But anyway, so I said over the light. Umatza is offered by Yochelo. Zok Rashi by Lot. After the Malachim visit Avram, then they come to Lot. Umas Rava Ba'ochelu Zoklashi Pesach Haya. The Zel B'Kashim get fagged on. What in heaven's name is going on? What do you mean Pesach Haya? Pesach has to do with what? With what happened much later, many years later. So the Beis Halevi says a famous Yisod, which I said over here many, many times, countless times. I think it's the Yisod in Hashkafas Hatera that applies in many, many different areas. And the Asalitsky mentioned one, but I mentioned a second. Namely, we don't understand Pshat the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ba'avuze, Asa Hashem li, B'tzeisim Mimitzayim. So the Gemara, Chazal, Mechilta, it's also in, found in the Gemara also. Ba'avuze lo amadi ala b'shah, Shematzu umara, Menachem b'vanei. Chazal, like all the Pinky Squad over here, the Pinky Squad, we have half the shul, is not the Pinky Squad. So they're very medactic on that. The Pinky, the Sevetoria, Rezei Sater, Shasamesha, I'm not sure you do it, I don't see you doing it. Or maybe you do it. I'm looking around to see exactly who's part of the squad and who's not part of the squad. The famous squad, the Havdil in the United States. Okay, we'll get into that. But anyway, so they're also part of the squad over here. I don't know. I never saw any Gadol do it. So I don't do it. Never saw any of my Rabbeim. I don't have Bagdoli Yisrael, and they didn't do it, so I don't do it. Nothing wrong with it. Dr. Stern, I don't think there's a, I'm not going to punish people because they do it. They do it. Mishum Chibim HaMitzvah, which is very nice. Okay. Now the question is, Ba'avur Zeh Asa Hashem Li. Because of the Matzah, Zog Zeh Beis HaLevi, we make Atos. Namely, we think that there's a whole history, Rizmet Absarim, and ultimately Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef, and then Baruch Hashem, Shichur, and then receiving the Torah, and then comes to Israel. That's what we think. Thus is, quote, Geshichta Ibigudrei Nachem Kop. Just the opposite. Hashem wanted to give us the Mitzvah Matzah. Babu Zeh! So therefore, what did he do? He decided to now create an entire historical tapestry, starting with the Rizmet Absarim, all for one reason, to give us the Mitzvah Matzah. What's up there? Abdem Mahalafi, I'm happy you again through your physiognomy you showed your what your thinking is, and I had the same issue. But I'm convinced that this is correct. I don't know if I'm going to apply that over here, but Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that the reason why the United Nations was established was because of his Beis HaLevi, to establish the state of Israel. That's the only thing of a positive nature they ever did, and the only thing they probably ever will do. And since then, they're just busy with Zionism racism. Now we don't have to talk a lot with Stutzach, the United Nations, and the Secretary General, and all of his absolutely wonderful, grandiloquent statements about what's going on over here. I'm sure you may have read some of it, etc., etc. Whatever the case is, and I said something else. I said that it's clear to me why President Trump was elected X number of years ago. Because he was elected for one reason, to help Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, in the state of Israel, whether it's with Iran, whether it's the embassy, whether it's the Golan, whatever it may be, there's no other reason that he was elected. Otherwise, to elect him, you'd have to be a shoyte gomu l'chol ha'deos and completely and totally lost every whit of seichel in you. But I voted for him myself because I saw that's what he was headed for. Therefore, that's what it means. Ba'avur Zeh, because of Trump. So that's why we were able to zeichel to so many things, and I probably plan on voting for him again, even though as I said, Reita Mishina Gansin, I never saw anyone such a wacko job. But the whole United States is Gavol Mishugin Gansin Echid. Okay, so it's not maybe it fits. Min Motzes Minum, everything is wonderful. Anyway, what was I about to say now? Yes, yeah, so now I wanted to get to the this Magid business. So Magid is a very significant mitzvah we alluded to earlier, namely Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Derech Shelo Tshuva. Whereas Machlok is Rabbi Shmuel, I can't discuss it right now. Masa Mnus, Messiah Mishrach. Where do we begin? Mitzil of the Abrazah, Oyu Abuseinu, the Kevon of Amokam, or Terach, etc. Okay, there's a big machlok. We pass on like both shitas. But whatever the case is, there's a din that the Sipur also has to involve the Mitzvah Salaila. Part of the din of Sipur, that's what I call it, the Tesefta, and the Mechaber brings. Chayi Bodom Lasak, Bilchas HaPesakul HaLaila, Ad Shetech Tevenu Shina. So, and there's a famous machlok of Rishayim. I was once Zeche, more than once actually, but one time, the first time maybe, when I came to Eretz Yisrael to come visit Eretz Yisrael, so my brother Shlita, I joined the Baron David, the Mir Yeshiva, so he would go to the shul of Rav Chaim Brim. Have you heard that name? Rav Chaim Brim was a going out there. He was kosher to Chazanish and kosher to others, so whenever I come, I would go to his shir. So I come to a shir of Rav Eichen, and this is many, many years ago, probably, I imagine, almost 40 years ago. So I come to a shir, and then he asks the following. The Mishnah that all you are familiar with, Kol Mishla Omar Rav Gamliel. That's the Mishnah Berurah said. You have to make sure everyone understands that line. So in my house, right, we translate it for every single person. I make sure every single person sitting in the room knows what that means, down to the youngest child. Kol Mishla Omar Shlosh Shadvar Mila Bepesa Lasse Chavosa Ma Pshada Poshut. So Kimat the Rambam says it clearly, and Rishonim write it Lo Yasi Lechavosa. What mitzvah did Rav Yosef say? The answer is the mitzvah of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim. They didn't explain, they didn't give a hasbara for the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Umorah. However, he asked Rav Chaim Brim, is there any Rishon who makes another suggestion? Perhaps you're not just the actual mitzvah itself. And I happen to be familiar with that because I heard Shurim from our Soloveitchik on these topics. So I told him the Chiddush on Banim Brachas and I told him Sochim. No one else will be Avreichim. They were older than I am. And they didn't answer the question. So he asked my brother, who is this fellow? And so my brother said, "Das ist mein Bruder." It's in Yiddish. He said, "The Shurim in Yiddish." Mein Bruder von Bali, wer hat gelernt das? So, Rabbi Brat, what am I supposed to say? To be my Dala Emes? Of course, I was my Dala Emes. No problem at all. And ich hab das gehört von Shaber. Oh, you have gelernt the Brisk in Eretz Yisrael? Nein, ich hab gelernt in another Brisk. a bris from Boston. That's what I told him. Oh, ken dem bris geichet. So he knew about that bris. He actually spent time in Chutz Laaretz, Rav Chaim Brim. I forgot exactly what the circumstances were. Maybe you remember Rabbi Brat.
He was
Rosh Hashiva. He was Rosh Hashiva. We are in the Seagate. It's like one of those places over there. Anyway, whatever, he was a goy nadir. So there is such a day that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of pesach, the mitzvah of morah without the hasbara. Because everything is a kiyum and sipur. It's a very famous machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rashi says Rambam is, and I said a Shabbos ago, Losh, and this too, many, many years ago, that the Rambam says all the mitzvah laila, you're toivel and chareses. No, and the Ravid kept saying, oh, Avraham is a hevel. What about toivel and chareses? With the exception of the Kohen Pesach. Probably because of the din, the mashal, the gdula, and therefore you're not toivel and chareses. But the matzah and chareses, everything's in chareses. And he says, hevel. So the Shita of Rambam is, and chareses, you know, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is a very famous Rambam, also weighs in on the issue. What constitutes chareses? I, for years, Haravaye, I used to eat chareses as a little kid. I loved chareses. A lot of wine inside. And obviously, that time I did drink wine.
I do more than dip it in.
Oh, you do more than dip it in. We used to drink. There's a Rabbi Lazar Rab Soda called Mitzvah. And there's a Rambam, is Masham Pirsh HaMishnah, is Mitzvah. Lechol chareses, you know, because I say chareses. Nishtra azam mitzvah, that's poshet. It's a din tibul. We don't pass like a beloved Rapsodok. But anyway, that's where the Pirsha Mashai is. Rambam is all discussed over there. And Mishavu also, actually. But Rambam has tegul chareses. What is that? I'm Avram Zehelo. The answer is Akim and Sipur. Because chareses comes to remind you all the different fruit items of the Avodas Perach that we did in Mitzvah. It's a tesis. And the Rambam, all the Rishonim have, they, all of a sudden they started to write cookbooks on what chareses actually consists of. Very fascinating in and of itself. But whatever the case is, there's a, as I said, there's a din on Leil HaSeder that was supposed to have Hasbara, supposed to explain, and that's part of the din of Sipur. It's interesting, there's a famous Bach, I'm sure you're familiar with this Bach. The Bach has, at the beginning actually, he quotes it by three mitzvahs, Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah. The Bach, it's one of the most famous Bachs in Shulchan Aruch, that by three mitzvahs, the name of Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah, that it's not enough to be kind of the mitzvah, but you also, min HaTorah, there's a chiyuv to think about the tamei mitzvah when you're kind of those mitzvahs. Namely, tzitzis, tefillin, and the mitzvah of sukkah. Why is that? Because in all of them, the Torah says, the lashon of leman tiskar, or leman tiskaru, dafka by these three. It mentions with tefillin, it mentions with reference to tzitzis, and with reference to also sukkah, this lashon. And therefore, the man yidu der osechem, I think that's what it says, the Gemara, sukkah da bezim abeiz, bezim an aloh, man yidu der osechem, ki basukkah so shabtes b'nei Yisrael, v'otzi el sov yer tesoyim, ani Hashem elokeichem. Really, these mitzvahs have to be done with hasbara. And the Bach, therefore, says that these three mitzvahs, not enough to do the maisa mitzvah, you also part of the kiyama mitzvah, is the explanation, is the hasbara, is the interpretation behind it, that's very critical. And the same thing is said by Aran in sukkah. The Ran of Masai HaSukkah, so he's aware, I mean, he lived way before the Bach, obviously, but the Ran of Sukkah said that this concept also is applicable to the mitzvah of, he talks about the mitzvah of matzah, that in order to be also the mitzvah of matzah, Bishlei Musa, so he requires hasbara, and he the analogy is to the tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, and the truth is that by matzah also you have many, many psukim, that would fit into this, and but the Rambam says clearly, Lo Yosei Dechavis Hagoda. Rav Gamliel, what he said, it doesn't mean I'm Yokai the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Matzah, for sure you're Mekai. You ate the Matzah. Where it says, even Bola Matzah Yotza. It's correct, so you're Mekai the Mitzvah. But however, the Mitzvah, the element of Sipur, that's what's lacking. Anyway, whatever the case is, there's a din, as I said before, with the Beis Halevi, and even though you may not like this Beis Halevi, let's say in the context of Yes Mitzrayim, I think it's the Yisoid and Kolat HaRakula. In my mind, everything I see, every time I see something happening in front of me, I right away think of the Beis Halevi, what is the cause and what is the effect. And to my mind, everything revolves around Kol Yisrael. Chazal says in Brisker Rav, I discussed this Brisker Rav also countless times in the Chedusha Gris al HaTeira. Namely, the Brisker Rav has the Gemara Nabi Zara, the Andaf Gimel, where the Gemara indicates Hashem came to the Musa Elam and said, why did you do this? Why did you do that? We did it all for Kol Yisrael. So they should have been called out on it, and in fact, they should have been told, Shakronim Atem, you're a bunch of prevaricators, liars, egregious liars. No, that's not what Hashem said. Shaitim, you're a bunch of fools. The answer says, Mr. Love, because they're not liars. They're telling the truth. The whole world's created by God. So to me, it's so pushy. I had this in my life, the last 60 years of my life. My father used to say to me, he didn't know any Mr. Love's. And my father was so pashut that everything revolves around Klal Yisrael. I see that also. The best example is that Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he used to read the New York Times from cover to cover. I'm not sure exactly why Sunday Times took him an entire week to read the whole paper from cover to cover. So we see that on the first page of every New York Times, I haven't read the Times in decades, on the first page of every New York Times newspaper, Israel somehow appears on the scene. Little Israel. Akleina, Kleina, Kleina, Chefza, which almost has no schus kiyum whatsoever, and the biggest nace, he said, there's a very famous 10-volume sefer, I read it one year, not one year, it took me a few years, but I read it, I started reading it, Yaivitz, has a in Hebrew, he wrote 10 volumes of Jewish history, I read the whole thing, it took me about 10 years, and in the 10 years I discovered, he said, the biggest nace that ever happened in the world is the existence of Klal Yisrael. I'm shooting. Anyone sees the God? Let me just add one more thing. Amazing to me is that the UN is only focused on one country in the world. Syria can kill hundreds of thousands of people. I don't know what's going on in Yemen, what happened in Yemen, all these other African countries, with my Rebbe used to call my sixth grade Rebbe, the Balabuntas, he called them. All the Balabuntas, Dalton. And they can kill each other left and right. The UN doesn't care less. Only Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the state of Israel, that's the only thing that's on their mind, which shows you that everything revolves around Klal Yisrael. The whole ganze Welt was created for Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
In the year 2000, the New York Times printed a cover page of what the news will say in the year 2050.
5-0. Okay.
So they had all sorts of
futuristic things,
except for the little, very bottom, left-hand corner, very, very bottom, was a little advertisement. Candle lighting on Shabbos will be in such and such time.
Feeling for
so it. They asked the guy who did it, who's a Presbyterian, some sort of a galach. He says, "What is this?" He says, "I don't know what's going to be in 50 years. I just know one thing. Jewish women are going to bench for it."
Feel it for it. Isn't that amazing? I'm shooting. And there's no question that this is the greatest place, the continued existence of Klal Yisrael. This is one of my proofs I bring to the Talmidim in the Yeshiva every year. These young Talmidim from the so-called modern Orthodox world, I don't think it makes a difference what world you come from here, Orthodox, modern Orthodox, I tell them I'm a classic modern Orthodox Jew, which I am, because I am more modern than you are. I have more degrees than all of you, studied more science, read more books than all of you put together, and probably what all of you will read for the rest of your lives. They don't read anything. So that's not saying too much. So I'm modern, and I'm also Orthodox. What does it mean, Orthodox? Besides being I'm also orthoprax. I practice my religion. So I'm very medactic. I try to be medactic in Mrs. Chutz HaSaira, but also Orthodox. I have a lot of dox in me, a lot of doxology, a lot of dogma. I read Mardukhim from cover to cover, and I read Kuzari, and Absadigon, all kinds of other svarim, etc., etc. So you're neither modern nor Orthodox. I don't know what you are. Anyway, be kitzer, but one of the things I tell them is that, and because they don't know anything about Jewish history. If they would study some Jewish history, they would see Yad Hashem, Miyad. I tell them, read Rabbi Wein's svarim. I give out, I have copies of Rabbi Wein's table, what they call them, they're very fancy table.
Coffee table
books. Which cost me a fortune, each of those svarim. I told that to Rabbi Wein, I'm very friendly with him. So I told him I had to buy all your books. He said, "Well, Rabbi David, had you known me, I would have given you a hanacha."
He turned 90 last week.
I know, I'm aware of it. I'm very friendly with him. I've been invited two or three times by him and his wonderful son-in-law who lives here on your block, Rabbi Tadelbaum. So we've had yechidus with Rabbi Wein. I'm one of his big chassidim, one of the last of the outstanding, what really what I call normal rabbanim left in the world, just such a talmid chacham otzur, and yet someone with such a perspective on Jewish history and what's happening in the world. Unfortunately, our door doesn't have the kelim to appreciate someone of that stature. Very, very chaval, very sad. Okay, but I was only saying all this to show that, again, this yisod that the Beis Halevi lays down and the Rizkov lays down, and this is then just in terms of I mentioned earlier. I mentioned one of the chilukim between Zechiah Tzias Mitzrayim and Tzibri Tzias Mitzrayim, and maybe we should mention this also. Why the Rambam not count the Zechiah Tzias Mitzrayim, which you do every single day? So the Briskas, of course, say over Rav Chaim, it's part of Kriyashma. I mean, it makes sense. I'm not denying. And I heard that from Asalaisi many, many times. And the Rambam also Chelik of the Mitzvah Kriyat Shema, which is Kabbalah Baruch Shemayim. It's a big machlokes that we showed him. I did a Shakasari. I learned Shakasari with my grandchildren. They become Bar Mitzvah. They have to learn Shakasari with me. When I became Bar Mitzvah, that's my father hired someone, I should say, over Pshetel Shakasari. That was the minhag. I didn't understand a word I was talking about, but I memorized the whole thing. It was on tefillin. That's all I knew was about tefillin. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything what I said, but I memorized it by heart in Yiddish. It was said over in Yiddish. Anyway, so I do Shakasari, but I don't do the same one for each Bar Mitzvah Bacher. I do different ones. This way I'm able to learn the same Shakasari. And they are compelled to learn it with me. How? They have to go through Makaris with me. And I write their Pshetel, their Drasha. So usually, as all my children say, Abba, we don't need 16 pages, we don't need 19 pages, that's what I write. 16 pages in Hebrew, I don't write in Yiddish. So they usually have ways of somehow curtailing and somehow abbreviating. They seem to, the latest ones went from 13 pages, first it used to go to 10, and then 13 went to 7, and now they're holding by 3. I don't know exactly, they have the Seidat Simtzum, they were able to somehow be with some saying all that which I said, 13 pages to 3 pages. That's what goes on today. Okay, but at least they're learning Shakasaryas with their grandfather, which I think has value. By the way, they wouldn't learn with me, but I also put shekels in their pocket. I don't think it's for free. So that's what we do. We bribe them, and it works. Baruch Hashem, it works very well. And came out with all of them, except one or two decide they want to raise the ante. They want more money. So I'm not paying them sufficiently in order to, that I should have the schluss of learning with them. Anyway, b'kitzer, to make a long story short, so that's what the Rav Chaim held. That if you hold like Shasakasai, right at the beginning, has Machon Zabushin, how many Pasha the Raisa? Rashi Shita, Pasha number 1. Loshe Rashi, that Bezim and Al. So I got past Bezim and Al of Yigrochis. Rashi said that the first Pasha that he read, Al-Mitzasa, Yotza, so one Pasha the Raisa. Then there's a Shita of Rabbi Niena, two Pasha the Raisa. The Rambam Shita, all three Pasha the Raisa, and the Ramban, based on the Sugi in the second paragraph of Brochus, holds that the first Pasuk is the Raisa. Then the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Gemara tells over, Rebbe was in the middle of a Shia, and suddenly his man Kriyashma came, right away he said Shema Yisrael, and then went back to the Shia, so from there the Ramban derives that one Pasuk is the Raisa. Whatever the case is, it's as mentioned here, that Zechiyat Siyas Mitzrayim is part of Kriyashma. It's a prat in the mitzvah of Kabbalah Smach Shamayim, and it makes sense. And the truth of the matter is that Rabbi Dalid and Kuzari writes something of a similar nature. That's another sefer that is, I maintain, I'm not allowed to say these things, but I think I told you, Asalaisi is in someone's house, and a guy asked him, Kasha, he said, yes, and bring me a Rama. He said, I don't own a Rama. So he says, are you Jewish? He didn't think he was Jewish, we don't know the Rama. And I also maintain that I'm a Kuzari, it's a Yesh Makom Lefakvek. But the person is Jewish. Kuzari is the most unbelievable sefer. There's a Rav in Toronto who wrote probably, I think, the classic translation of the Kuzari. You probably know what I'm referring to. Have you seen that translation? Well, is that? Yes, correct. So he's a very chashuv Rav. I never met him, actually, because he came to Toronto after I left. I left Toronto over 30 years ago. Anyway, so he wrote about Rabbi Korobtin. So he had a beautiful sefer, really beautiful translation. Also edited very nicely, annotated very nicely. So there also, he indicates that all the yedda that we have in Hashem is brought comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the Yisrael that you say this. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the foundational element of everything. And that's why the Rambam did not count as Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a separate mitzvah. It's a prat in the Inyan of Kabbalah Smach Shamayim. That's Rab Chaim and Kuzari. I would say Rabbi Shalom held like that, and that's what the Rambam actually does not include in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but he does have it in the Mishnah Torah. He does mention the obligation to go ahead and say Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, there's a lot of Torah on this topic. I'm not going to go through it. This really is relevant to the Mishnah at the end of the first Berakah Brachas, which is also part of the Haggadah. I said also Shabbos Haggadah Dosha on this, namely Machol Ben Zayin L'Chachamim. What in heaven's name is going on over there? Kol Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, Halelos, Zashiach, impossible to understand any of that. I'm just beginning, so I don't know how you're ready to leave. Can I go just a little bit further? I hope maybe you don't have any shurim there tonight. I'm not sure. Oh, Baruch Hashem, so I can go a bit further. If I'm not being beside you.
But we're married.
I got that. Okay. That could be one of two ways. I'm also married. I'm married to the Torah, like Ben Zayma. Anyway, so I'm sure you're also married to the Torah, Baruch Hashem. No, really, I appreciate the fact that you even come to Klal so late at night. I mean, many people, they have their chocolate milk at 10 o'clock at night, they go to sleep. So I don't have my chocolate milk at 10 o'clock at night. Usually I'm fleshek, so I can't have chocolate milk. But if I'll have it, maybe it's like 3, 4 in the morning. Anyway, so the I just want to say one or a few things about matzah, and then I'll just call it a day. That Leila said that it's a chiyah to eat Pesach matzah maror. The Gemara points out as Benazir, the only chiyah d'oraisa is matzah. But Erev Tov matzah, besides Hebrew, it's Yat Mitzrayim. Those are the two mitzvahs that say in the Torah. Maror is the Rabbanah. The Gemara calls maror b'sochim hasher the pischa. Al matzah maror b'yachu. Many years ago in the 60s, there are two psukim of matzah maror b'yachu. One in Baal Yisrael, one in Baal. Rabban Salvechi said a jerosha. The chil between these two psukim. You have to look carefully at the two psukim. The two psukim are written differently. One in Bo and the one in Baal Yisrael by Pesach Sheni, and the one in Bo by Pesach Rishon. Take a look at it. It's good for another Shabbos Hagodah Drasha, which I also gave on that topic, based on what I heard from Rabban Salvechi in the 60s. I was a very young man at that point in time. Anyway, the matzah, as you know, the Gemara says that in order to be yotzi matzah, has to be something which comes from chametz habin. That's a mishnah daf lamed hey. Something that comes from the five grains for that. It can come with the chimutz. I mentioned about it a few times that ore is only called avich menuri. Rice called avich menuri. By the way, the Spanish word is arroz, and very similar to the question of what came first. So, I had a Spanish professor. He was a Castilian, not just a regular. I don't know if I should say this now. He wasn't Stam your Mexicano or Puerto Rican. He was a Castilian. He was an aristocrat. So he held himself to be 10 cuts above everybody else. So, the reason why I say that is because he said the word arroz, that's where orez comes from the Spanish word arroz. Arroz is mentioned in the Gemara, I think, way before the Spanish people emerged from their cribs. Anyway, whatever the case is, that's what I told him. I was removed from the class for being audacious or something along those lines. Then he took me back in because I was the only student interested in the class Baklal. Anyway, so it has to come from Chamesh Aminim. The others don't come with a Chimos, come with a Sirchon, the Gemara said. If you show me, they did an experiment and they found out that it wasn't true about Orez. Yes, no, that's why we don't use it, the Ashkenazim. Don't use orez. But yes, we're talking about wheat, what are the five again? Wheat, rye, oats, spelt, and barley. Those are the five that we're talking about. And there's a big nafkamina today, which is so relevant to people's lives, because there are many people who are gluten-free, cannot eat chitim and sorim, can only eat oat matzah. Oat matzah is quite expensive. I know many, many people who eat oat matzah. Many. I'm talking about, you cannot imagine. I'm surrounded by this. And even already the last 2 weeks, they make it. They make oat matzah. It's just a bit more expensive.
Spelt
matzah is also made. Some people can't eat that. They can only eat oat matzah. Some people can't eat neither spelt or oat. But at least there's a basis for such a position. You need chameshes min dagon. And again, if there's bay paras involved, then of course it becomes matzah shira. And generally matzah shira, maybe I should mention something about that also. That because it doesn't really have the potential to become chamesh. The Gemara says ein machmitzin. That's why I told you also, tasting the daflam on the base. What does it mean, ein machmitzin? Ein machmitzin klal, or ein machmitzin without mayim. But if it's with mayim, memarim lachmitz, and it gets even faster, or it's chametz nuksha, these are all 3 days and tasters over there. And Mishnah talk a lot about this issue of regarding the question of chametz nuksha. But whatever the case is, the minhag among the Ashkenazim is that b'mokom chelim muskenim. So that's what usually says to say on the egg matzah boxes. If I remember correctly, it's Ramon Shulchan Aruch actually, that people don't eat matzah shira, except for cholim, God forbid, someone who's not so well, those Canaan people are elderly. And this is a big machlokas actually in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, the Minhag Ashkenazim, is not to eat matzah shira. However, as I said, that the Sfardim, they eat matzah shira, they have no problem at all eating matzah shira. They don't do a famous machlokas, the Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Let me just make one or two comments about matzah shmura. So when I grew up, I have to be honest, that matzah shmura was not so readily available. I don't know, South Africa, maybe Queens, you had a lot of matzah shmura. What?
We had, but it wasn't readily available.
So I also was in that situation, and it says, "Ushmadim es hamatzos," and there's a machogis Rashi in the Rambam, and Pshat in the Pasuk. Very famous machogis Rashi in the Rambam. Shitas Rashi is when the Torah says, "Ushmadim es hamatzos," you need shimur l'shem matzah smitzah. It has to be shimur l'shma. The Rambam says, no. Shimur from chibutz. that the mass has to be guarded, it should not become chametz, it shouldn't ferment. And so that's a very famous Rambam. And because of that, that Shemira, so that is required, obviously, called Yimei HaChag. That you need the whole Yom Tov. You have to make sure that the matzah you eat is shomer from chametz. That shouldn't have any chametz inside. You have to eat matzah shmur, called Yimei HaChag. But shmur, in terms of what the Rambam says, shomur mechimutz. Malkiah Shekin, according to Rashi, has to be l'shma, l'shem, achilas matzah, like tzitzit and tefillin, require l'shma. This also requires l'shma. The chetzah shel mitzvah has to be l'shma. So let us say there's no question that one should be makbid on having dafka matzah shmur. Now the question is, what about the rest of the chag? So I mentioned, and I spoke about this, I forgot now exactly when, in one of the shurim I said recently, maybe in the yeshiva, that the famous Chizkuni and the famous Vilna Gaon and Lashon Haman and the Medayik, Mishachal Gazayis Matzah, Yotzeh Dechovasa. So that implies that what? That if you eat more, there's a mitzvah kumis. That's the only way we assume. Like that Rambam, is a kima mitzvah to eat matzah. I happen to be very into that grow, eating matzah, kol yimei achag, eat enormous amounts of matzah, probably not the healthiest thing for me to do, but all the matzah, eat a shmur matzah. Is that required mikra din? The answer is, pashtas mikra din, no. Only Leil HaSeder with a zachir to eat matzah, but there's a lot of that my Rebbe, Amisam Alpen, made in Lashon Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Gemara twice in Shas, in Brachas against Mavrachim, he had it. And also in the beginning of Avi Pesach, the Gemara discusses, what do you do on Erev Pesach? So if my mother, Hashem, used to have this problem, what to give us to eat on Erev Pesach, namely, you can't eat a lot, so what do you do? And what was there to eat then, in our days? What was that?
Meat and potatoes.
Okay, but my mother did not serve meat to me on Erev Pesach. She didn't do so. You hold there's a mitzvah to eat meat on Erev Pesach, I didn't yom to. My mother's yahrzeit is actually on Erev Pesach. She was nit on Erev Pesach. I didn't come out, there was no shiva. And we had shiva maybe for a half hour. And then the masbid said that, he said that my mother didn't want to bother anyone. That's why she decided to be nifter on Erev Pesach. This way people are busy, so she didn't want to anyone to be bothered. Okay, I won't get into that. That has been right now. But anyway, so the back on the Erev Pesach, what do we eat? So the Gemara has the following statement, that you can drink wine. How much wine? So here you would think, logically, that a little wine. So the Gemara says, Pungfakhan. A lot of wine is megarer, the appetite. Whets the appetite. So the more wine you drink, drink a bottle of wine, two bottles of wine. That will just whet your appetite. It's based on the Hashbam, it's not a test of a base. Rashbam says, because the Mishnah says, "I'm going to talk about something that's going to be a little chetzecha." Says, "Shiocha matzah shemitzah te'ava mishum hidu mitzah." The only place in the entire Shas where the Rashbam says hidu mitzah is halach in the Gabra. Usually, it's in the Chetzah, Gemara on Shabbos. Namely, it's a keli v'aveu. It's not the fun of a mitzah. It's a Gemara on Sukkah, Gemara on Shabbos, and the chilta b'shalach. But here, the Rashbam says it applies to the Gabra. We want the Gabra to eat matzah shemitzah the te'ava b'leil haseder. And if you eat a lot erev Pesach, you won't be able to eat the matzah the te'ava. That's a mitzah seder araisa. So what do? You drink a lot of wine, and this way you'll whet your appetite. So I asked a bartender near Yankee Stadium, when I, before my bar mitzvah, I used to go to some Yankee games. And we went even on Pesach, we used to come with matzah sandwiches. That's what we used to come. Now they have, they told me, young men of my yeshiva, it's all glatt. They have glatt, they have Zalman's hot dogs. Over there you can get in Yankee Stadium. No, what do you say, Adir? You know about that? You're not a baseball fan. Anyway, so they have glatt hot dogs over there in Yankee Stadium, but in my days there was none of that. Anyway, the Kitzur Nimrat, so there's this issue about Matzah Shmura. Lechatchila wants to try to eat Matzah Shmura. So later on, when we got older, so we convinced our parents that we should buy only Matzah Shmura, and then you start with Matzah Shmura, which is, I'm talking about handmade Matzah Shmura, what they call it here.
I'm pretty good at machine made Matzah Shmura.
Everything. So I used to go with Avraham Soloveitchik Zatzal in the 60s, Shtreitz. He was the Mashgiach of Shtreitz. My father and I used to go to the Lower East Side before Bar Mitzvah, and to watch Avraham Soloveitchik at work, it was, I'll never forget it the rest of my life. He himself would, first of all, climb into the machine, and basically each run would take approximately 7-8 minutes. Machine matzah run. And then once it was done, it stopped for a good half hour. The Rabbi came with brushes and made sure there was not a morsel left in the machine. He himself, the Chodeh Batzmo. I didn't realize who he was at that point in time. The form of my story with the basketball, that happened at 13. This was when I was 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. This was Avraham Soloveitchik at work inside the machines of the Streitz Matzah factory. He was so medactic in halacha. I never saw anyone with such Yirah Shemayim coming out of every pore of his body. That's what Soloveitchik said about him. He was the ultimate chassid. Everything he did was Lefnei Meshurat Hadin. He was an astounding person. Avraham Soloveitchik, Avraham Halevi. I just told someone who I tried to... Someone actually did a massive chesed in this neighborhood. They went to be Menachem Avol, someone, a young man who lost his mother in the United States. And they took their own money. And some of you may know the person. Anyway, Lama Shadeh took their own money and just flew across. And this person is a young man. He's a very, unfortunately, not someone with many chaverim, and he's also very depressed, and also he's not... He's running away from Yiddishkeit and all that, so this person decided, I'm going to go to Menachem Avol. That blew that guy away, completely blown him, blew him away, if you can imagine. So I said to the person who did it, you know, I gave him a big yashar koach for doing it. I said, I could not do something like that for two reasons. One, financially, I don't think I could handle it. It's several thousand dollars, Meshuggah and Gunset. And number two, that, you know, you just, this is a married person with children. Just as your wife, she gave you permission? Yeah, she has permission. You know, they say over, they tell over. Tasting Ksubis, where people used to go to learn for several years. So Rav Chaim Shulevitz said, of course you ask your wife. So she says yes. Does she really mean yes? Of course not. She's not giving you, she's not Baruchel. Okay, anyway, that's a separate discussion. But so he went. So I told him, Avraham Soloveitchik had a stroke, was completely paralyzed on one side of his body for a fair number of years till he was nifta. He used to go cross-country to Masada Kedushin for Talmidim of his. Went to Menachem Avol also like this, got on a plane, he could barely walk in a wheelchair. I said, that's what you, that's the model that you are displaying, which is an amazing model. Okay, let me just finish my point. I really, wow. Now you won't let me say any more shura. But anyway, the you know, there are 3 days when the Shemir has to be. Mishas Ksira, Mishas Trina, Mishas Lisha. We try to be makpid to have Shemura Mishas Ksira. That's our Shemura Matzah. And it's a good thing to eat Shemura Matzah. I mean, Matzah's Yad, someone just showed me, they went baking with a Chabura, Rabbi Brat. Do you know how much it cost them? They have in the box. I looked in the box, okay, they have all Shlemos, about 8-9 Shlemos. Do you know what they paid for this? 8-9 Shlemos. You do know? Could you just guess what they paid? So shekels?
I'm paying about 200.
So they paid 275 shekel for 8 matzahs, maybe 9 matzahs. How much is that a matzah? 30 shekel a matzah? No volume. Matzah's Yad. It's a little bit, I mean, I told Rav Mordechai Bernstein, I didn't mean to say anything, Chas v'Shalom, his children are Isaac and Dalminim, actually, buy Dalminim from him, but Rav Soloveitchik said that anyone who's Isaac in Afias Matzahs and Matzah products, they're all possible Eidus Medin Gazlan. They hiked the prices up. Someone here just showed me Seltzer kosher Pesach. How much does a bottle of seltzer call normally? You know what seltzer is?
In the States?
Here in the States, Mazam Shaneh.
About $2.
How much?
$2.
How much in shekel? I don't know about dollars.
Probably about 5 to 10
shekel. 5, yeah. You know what this bottle of seltzer costs? How's that shekel? 22 shekel. What exactly is in the seltzer? I asked, what could be a problem with the seltzer? He said, well, this diet said that you must have kosher Pesach seltzer. Okay, this is what goes on in my house as well, so obviously my positions are not necessarily upheld. Okay, but Bekitzer, we should try to eat matzah shmura to the extent that we can. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the... I wrote down for myself a whole bunch of discussions with reference to other aspects of matzah, but maybe we'll be there next week. I hope to say a shiur again, if you don't mind, and I'll continue on this merry way.
Okay, thank you.